I assume you guys want to jump right into Idaho State questions. And no, I mean, it's about Saturday. I wasn't feeling good before the game. Got worse during the game, like, you know, for about a quarter period there during the game, and just wasn't feeling well. And, you know, so we went in, decided to, when we went in at halftime, they thought that, you know, they wanted me to get checked out. They didn't like the way a couple of the tests showed up. And at that point, they decided that, you know, they had to take the cautious approach, which was the right approach, was to make sure that there was nothing going on. I went and had tests run to make sure that there was nothing more going on than just, you know, upset stomach and some of the things, you know, some of the symptoms weren't leading to something else or wasn't. I have a clean bill of health, feel great, no problems. I was released later that afternoon and was able to go home and relax on Saturday night. And it was just a little bit of a scare. And I feel great. There's no issues. I've been given a clean bill of health and ready to move on. And I'm ready to move on to Idaho State. I was back to work yesterday, got to work on Idaho State, finished up the Arkansas State film. You know, my thoughts on the Arkansas State game, I saw a lot of positives from that football game. I thought we did a lot of good things offensively, defensively, special teams-wise. I thought we made some progress. My biggest concern was obviously the turnovers on the offensive side of the football. You know, we've been pretty good in that area, and we gave the ball up, and that'll hurt us down the road. You know, it's not very often you're able to win a football game by 29 points and be minus two into turnovers, and that'll reach up and bite you if we don't fix that. And that's something we got to get fixed. I like the penalty area. We were pretty good there. We were pretty efficient, and we didn't give them a lot as far as making a lot of mistakes, but you know, obviously the turnover aspect is something we got to fix. I thought we made some progress defensively. I thought there were a lot of positives there. That's about as crazy offense as you're going to see. As far as I know, you all saw it, the tempo and the things they threw at us. It was there's not a lot of conventional football going on there. And I think that our team, our defense has grown up a lot over the first 3 weeks, and the type of offenses we've seen, a lot of the multiplicity, the spread, the motioning, the things that you got to deal with, the tempos that, although it's maybe a little bit different than what we're going to see as we get into Big Ten play and the league play as we move forward, you know, there will be some carryovers. And I think our guys, you know, especially some of the guys who are not as experienced, grew up a lot over the last 3 weeks. And I thought that we handled it obviously pretty well on Saturday, and there were a lot of positives to our performance on the defensive side of the football on Saturday. So I think we're progressing along as a football team. We're not near where we want to be yet, but, you know, moving forward and working each day to be the best football team we can.
Coach, let's go back to the first half of the game on Saturday. Some of the physicians were checking your pulse. What led to that?
That is what I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling well. I had stomach. Like I said, I had some symptoms that they weren't real comfortable with. And it's really as simple as that. I don't think we got to expand on it anymore. I mean, I've never had health issues, and I still don't. I don't have health issues. I feel great. Like I said, I didn't feel well going into the football game. And I didn't feel well in the locker room a little bit, and it got progressively worse. And it to be honest with you, it alarmed me a little bit. And in the end, after I got the clean bill of health, just so you know, and they told me there's nothing wrong, all the blood, everything that we did, everything came back perfect, and I'm not just healthy, I'm very healthy. And that, so I wanted to ask, you know, what could cause it, and, you know, me feeling the way I felt. And they said, you know, any number of things coming together when you're not feeling well, and you're talking about the heat and all the things that go on. And he said it's a number of combinations that can happen that can make you feel like that. And you know, and I thought we did the right thing. The worst thing would have, you know, if I had to do it all over again, and I didn't have a choice after a while, you know, they told me what I was going to do and how they were going to handle it. But I'm glad they did, and now let's move forward. You know, it's a moot point now.
Were you advised to back it down at all this week?
No. I'll be out working out today.
Were they checking your heart?
Number of different, you know, just really checking. That's obviously what the biggest concern is all the time. Is he, and I don't have any heart issues.
How do you think your staff handled it?
Staff handled it great. And I also want to thank, I got a lot of calls, text messages. I appreciate all the concern. I really do. I appreciate the people reaching out and people, you know, fans, media, everybody. I appreciate the well wishes, and I feel really good about that, and I appreciate it, everybody. As far as the staff, they thought they did a great job, and the football team, I'm glad I wasn't watching when it became whatever 28-10 and they had the ball down deep, and I'm glad I wasn't watching then, because then maybe I would have had a heart problem.
How much convincing did it take for at halftime to say, you know, you need to go to the hospital?
Well, obviously, if you know me, it wasn't something that I wanted to do, but like I said, at a point like that, it comes to a certain point where they don't like something that you have to listen to what they say. They're the experts, not me. And it's nothing to apologize about. It's, you know, that's the first and foremost is that you want to be healthy. You don't want something to happen that doesn't need to happen.
Is that Dr. Blair?
There were a number of doctors involved, and I appreciate them all.
Did you have chest pain?
No.
Well, have you had to change some things in your lifestyle or personality or anything to?
I have never. You know what? One thing I don't want is anybody to make this out to be like I'm overstressed or this. I've never had one issue, and it was an isolated incident, and there are a number of factors probably that contributed to it, and I am healthy, and there's no issues there whatsoever. And because otherwise, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be sitting here today. And I have tremendous balance in my life as far as, I'm not a real stressed out person. I mean, I'm just not. And, you know, probably the biggest stress you have is, you know, getting from here and getting to my kids' games and making sure I'm handling the time here along with the duties, you know, honest with what you want to be as a father and do all that thing, all that, and make sure you have balance. And, so there are no issues going forward, guys. And I feel great. There are no problems. And let's talk about Idaho State.
Did you basically tell JP, you're the guy on the sideline?
Well, that was a logical way to proceed, and you know, JP's down there, Tim's upstairs, and we weren't going to. It would make no sense at that point to kind of pull people from the box to the sideline and everything. I knew one thing at that, you know, I have tremendous confidence in my staff, and really in the football team that they were going to handle things the right way. I thought they did a great job, and JP, Tim, right down the line, and. You know, it was business as usual as far as what we had to do to win that football game.
When you watched the third quarter, I assume you watched the tape and watched JP's reaction in the third quarter on that key drive, the level of emotion that he showed in that moment. That must have pleased to see him.
Well, JP's a pretty emotional guy. He's probably the one that needs to see the doctors. But, you get to that point in the game, and you know, you get to a point where, you know, it's kind of, you know, starting to get a little bit hairy. You know, I thought we had the game pretty well in hand, you know, when the first half ended, and then, you know, a couple things happen, it gets pretty tense and emotional, and I've seen that out of JP before. I've been around him a long time.
So, Coach, did you watch the game on TV from the hospital or listen to it or what?
No, I didn't. I caught the very end when we were running out the clock.
Any updates during that time, or did you were kind of in the dark that way?
Like I said, I got updated, and I felt, you know what, it was first things first for me, and I had a lot of confidence that, you know, I felt really good about where we were, going into that second half.
Hey, Bo, how many hours a week do you put in, or excuse me, how many hours a day do you usually work?
It varies day to day, it's... You do what you got to do to get the job done, and I probably work different hours than most coaches, and I've talked about that before. You know, there's a lot of times I'll leave to go to my kids' games or go have dinner or whatever. Sometimes I go home and come back. You know, it just happens. Whatever you got to do to get the job done. And
you mentioned having an upset stomach. I mean, were you dizzy or disoriented at all?
I was. Those were part of the symptoms, I'm sorry, as the half went on. You know, I wasn't like that before the game, but during the game I was a little bit. That's why there were just a couple symptoms, a couple things that I felt that, that caused concern. And it was all, a lot of things can cause that. So.
And will Rex Burkhead play this week?
Rex will play. He's going to be out there practicing today. And so... We're anticipating the Rex is going to play. How much we give him, and we might see how he progresses during the week. But he's probably could have played last week, but once again, I think he's. I really like how we've handled it. I've leaned on the trainers, the doctors, and to make sure that I think he's ready to play. He's anxious. He's been nipping at us, trying to get us to put him in there, and now, it's right. It's the right time, and I think he'll be a heck of a lot more ready Saturday than he was this past Saturday, and I think he'll be pretty much 100%.
How do you manage his carries with Petula, who had 30 on Saturday?
Yeah, we ran the ball a lot the other day. I thought, in Rex's absence, I thought Amir has run well. I think. Braylon's done a heck of a job, and I think Imani, showed what his potential is down the road. And you add Rex to that mix, and it's a pretty good tandem of backs. And I like what we have going forward. We'll manage Rex, especially this week. We want to get his feet wet, get him back in there, and how much we have it. A lot of that depends on kind of how the week goes for him. No, he hasn't been practicing. How Rex Burkhead is. It's been pretty aggressive rehab, and he's been doing, most of his stuff on the side, just keeping him out of piles, and we didn't want to do all that. But he's been doing things, obviously running back type drills and things for now, good week or so, week 10 days. So. Like you would anticipate Rex handling it with fire. I mean, I had a, I can tell you, I had a pro scout who was at practice last week, and he was just, was talking to me about how he was watching Rex work out and how it was just hard to work. He was commenting on how hard he was working. I mean, that's just who he is. And that's why he's come back. He's listened to the trainers, he's listened to the doctors, and he's attacked the rehab like he does everything else, and that enables you to get back in a hurry.
How important is a game like this for Rex so he can get his feet going for Big Ten play down the road?
I mean, I think it's good to, kind of maybe shake a little bit of rust off, but practice will give you that. Rex has played a lot of high-quality football for a long time. It's not like he all of a sudden forgot how to run the ball. He knows what he's doing, and first and foremost, we wanted to make sure he was feeling healthy and confident.
The second play, the Arkansas State, he called timeout right away. Was that a bit of gamesmanship? I mean, were you trying to make sure the officials were going to give you guys enough time?
Well, they, you know, and I thought the officials did a great job on Saturday, and we talked about it at length before the game, how that was going to be handled when they changed personnel and they were going to get up on the ball in a hurry, and you know they screwed that one up, and they actually said something to me. The one guy said, he goes, "That's my fault," and you know, because we had talked about it, the ball was getting ready to get snapped and we were changing personnel and they weren't up on the football. As you notice, as the game went on, when they changed personnel, they walked up there and we were able to get our guys on in and lined up, and so there were really no issues after that. It was just the first one. And you know what, from an officiating standpoint, like I said to the guy, I said, you know, he kind of came up to me later on and I said, I understand that happens because, you know, they're not sure what the tempo of the game is going to be either. And that, it happens fast, really fast. And, you know, we're sending our personnel on there and the guy just didn't walk up on the ball. And I wasn't going to let him snap the football. And I wasn't, you know, you're not sure what's going to happen at that point. You're better off call timeout, talk to the referees, make sure we get on the same page and see how it's going to be going forward. And yeah, you don't want to use a timeout, but you know, better that than, you know, you turn somebody loose running down the middle or whatever could happen in that situation.
What were the main differences you saw in your defense Saturday compared to week two?
Well, I mean, I thought our guys, you know, we tackled better in the perimeter. I thought we, you know, as fast as they were going and the things they gave us personnel-wise, alignment-wise, I thought our communication improved. I thought our guys just settled in and played football we didn't have a lot of busts. We didn't have a lot of guys. I just saw a lot of progress, and I thought we were able to get off blocks pretty well. I thought we played pretty well up front, and you know, there were a lot of positives. But believe me, we're not anywhere near where we want to be yet.
What do you think of Zaire saying built on him?
I thought Zaire played well. I thought Santos played well in the snaps he was in there. I thought, you know, they made some young mistakes and did some, you know, had some plays I'm sure they want back, but I thought they did a good job. I think having a healthy Eric Martin out there helps us. You know, across the board, I thought I saw a lot of positives. I thought Mo Cisse came in and played some good football. I thought that, like I said, I thought we made some good progress. I thought we would be challenged defensively. With that offense, I mean they're pretty good offense. They have now three. They had a couple weeks under their belt, and I think they're going to be a hard, you know, a offense that's going to be tough to defend the more the year goes on because Gus Malzahn, he does a good job.
Well, how often do you, especially during non-conference season, pay attention to other Big Ten teams and games they've had?
You know what, I don't pay it that. I mean, I see the scores, but I don't have much of a chance to, you know, it's, I try and stay on track and, you know, I'll glance at a game a little bit here and there at nighttime, you know, maybe Saturday night or whatever, but, you know, sometimes it's good to get away from it too.
Can you talk a little bit more about Amir and how well you think he's done? I know Coach Beck on Saturday said he saw this when you recruited him, so are you really not surprised by what you've seen the past couple of games?
No, we thought he was special when we recruited him. And, you know, I mean, obviously he's got in there and he's played, you know, he played quickly. We had confidence to play him as a true freshman. He's a hard guy to tackle. You know, he runs low to the ground. He's a powerful guy for a guy his size and with tremendous balance. He's a heck of a weapon. He's a really good football player. Well, we've always done that. We're prepared to really go three man or four man all the time. We mixed it in, you know, throughout the game the other day, and it just, you know, I think it creates issues for the offense, and you know, enables us to use different packages, different guys in different places, and you kind of figure that out as you move along defensively, and that, you know, let's put our guys in the best positions to have success, and you know, it just adds to your versatility, and we've always employed it. We've mixed it in and out, and we'll continue to do that.
Coach, you've got the Big Ten opener next week. You've got Idaho State this week. How do you get your team to focus on this Saturday?
You know, we're in, believe me, the last thing we're concerned about is the Big Ten opener right now. It's about what we have to do today to be to progress as a football team. And that's our only concern. And as much as we'll pound that into our guys' heads from this afternoon until Saturday. The worst thing you can do is start looking ahead or start, that's for other people to talk about. All we can concern ourselves with right now is Idaho State, and really today in preparation. What can we do today to make ourselves better? Because, we have a long, long way to go as a football team right now. And we got to stay hungry. And we have to put in the work each and every day. It's a long haul. We got nine regular season games ahead of us, and it's a long haul. And where we are right now, and I believe this. And you look across the country, what you're seeing right now, and what you're going to see from teams week 9, 10, 11, and 12 is going to be markedly different. And it needs to be markedly different. We need to make progress every week.
Let's talk about the football teams, Idaho State.
You know, they, offensively, you're going to see, a lot of a spread type offense, different type spread offense than we've seen the last few weeks. I mean, some similarities, but some differences. They like to throw the football. They're going to throw it around. They're going to chuck it. I don't know how many times a game, but it's going to be flying through the air for them. And on the defensive side of the ball, they're aggressive. They've played a couple. They played Air Force, then they played another school. I can't think of the name of who they played, but so they played an option offense, and then they played a more conventional offense. So we've seen a lot of different things from Idaho State as far as. What they could possibly give us and how they're going to see our offense. And, it's a little bit unconventional defensively, and we're just going to have to kind of wait and see what they see us and what their game plan is and be able to react to whatever they do.
What lessons can you learn from the way that you guys played in South Dakota State a couple of years ago, which not well, in this week?
Well, I think, kind of what we talked about just a little while ago is it's first things first. You can't, to be where we want to be down the road, we have to get better this week. And really, you look at it, you go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you play Saturday, your test is on Saturday, and you have to make progress. And your approach can't change. And if we approach it that way, we'll play the way we want to. And you can't just say we're going to roll the ball out there and it's going to happen for us. It doesn't work that way. You got to stay on edge. And this football team, if we want to get where we want to get, we have to stay on edge. And that means bringing it every day, every week.
2 years ago, you said you'd rather not play games like this anymore after the South Dakota State game. Yet here you are playing, and I guess the team is probably worse than South Dakota State. So what's the rationale for trying to, why schedule these games at all, and how can you try to avoid them in the future?
You try to do what you can to schedule, obviously, the games that, I'm not big on playing these games. I'd rather play all, 1A opponents. I'm not sitting here trying to talk bad about Idaho State. I'm just talking about the things that we would like to do as a football program. But there are a lot of, there are a lot of scheduling difficulties. You just look across the country. And you see a lot of them, and you talk to a lot of coaches, and a lot of them aren't real fond of playing these games. But there are a lot of scheduling conflicts. There's issues. Schedules that are scheduled out a number of years, and you find times where it's hard to find an opponent, and to come together. And there are a lot of issues as far as how that all those dynamics work out. And you hope to keep them to a minimum or eliminate them altogether, but it's not always possible.
Ohio,
How difficult do you think it will be with the college football playoff coming to try to get games that will at least keep your strength of schedule from really taking a hurt if you have to play these teams like Idaho State? I mean, is it going to get more competitive to get stronger games?
You know, it's an interesting dynamic that's going on. And, you know, there's like a lot of these, unfortunately, a lot of scheduling is scheduled out. You know, we're talking about a number of years. Sometimes I have, you know, Jeff Jamrog or Coach Osborne ask me about a game in 2020. It's like, my goodness, I'm just worried about getting through today. But there are issues that are going to come up. I think it's across the nation type of issues. And it's something that really, when they start instituting something like the playoff and they start changing the rules and such, you know, that's part of the, you know, there are scheduling ramifications with it all. There's a lot of different things that, sometimes when we make decisions that maybe you jump into it and understand it, you know, that there are issues. There are a lot of issues that beyond just the playoff and that. And I really don't know the answer to it right now. Yeah, like I said, since I've been here, I really haven't really wanted to play these games. You know, I'd rather play, you know, you just look at the kind of, well, how we've scheduled it. But, you know, every now and then you're gonna have to.
Knowing the financial importance of home games, getting 7, do you anticipate a day where you would ever say to Coach Osborne and, you know, Jeff Jamrog, hey guys, I don't care if we play 6 this year, we need to play this game on the road, or we need to beef it up? I mean, it's easy for coaches to say, let's beef up the schedule, but when it gets down to it, you know, it seems like you guys really need 7.
You know what, I think we do need 7. And it's an interesting thing, you know, and I don't know, like, I think it just depends on kind of how the landscape of college football goes. And I don't think Coach Osborne and, you know, I don't think our university officials would ever be happy with 6. I mean, our fans deserve more than that. I mean, at the end of the day, what you like to have is you love to have 8. And, you know, but at the minimum, 7. And, our fans, you know, they wait all year for football season to come around. To give them 6, I don't know if that's fair either, you know, and I don't think it'll ever come to that. You hope that if you get some contracts in place, and the further out you go, that maybe you can avoid some of these things, you know, happen in the future. But I would be shocked. I don't think we would ever go less than 7 at home.
Anything else for Coach?
Oh, just to make sure that we got it right, they did test your heart, right?
Oh, they did multiple tests, and everything came back. I am as healthy as can be. You guys are going to be stuck with me for a while.
Did you and your staff have to make a lot of calls to, like, recruits or prospective recruits just to say we're all right?
No. I mean, like I said, I thought my statement after the game pretty much, I tried to, you know, as quickly as I could, we put out a statement, and like I said, I'm healthy, and I've never had a health issue in my life. So, and like I said, you know, you have something that you haven't quite felt before, you exercise caution. That's what we did, and I'm glad we did, and it was, and it came back the way you would anticipate it.
Do you have heart history in your family?
In my family, well, going all the way back to, with my father, but I've never had any. Myself, really none of my brothers and sisters have ever had any heart issues.
You didn't have chest pains, just to clarify.
No, I was just, kind of the symptom I was concerned about, I'll be honest with you, was kind of had like severe heartburn and burning that kind of was going through my stomach up. And, I've been around the profession long enough, and I've been around, really just in life, I've heard, that's been one. I think that was a symptom that was, you know, and I started with an upset stomach. Then I kind of felt like heartburn and burning. And that's something I think that they've associated with over. I think that's one of the symptoms that was kind of made the doctors, you know, kind of take caution. Did I ever have chest pains? No, I didn't have chest pains. It's kind of hard to explain what I felt.
Coach,
I just did. I knew this. I didn't feel good.
They take you to Brian on Beach West. So
no, I went to a hospital, but we don't need to get into all that. I mean,
well, last thing. Yeah. If knowing as serious as you take it, and what, you know, all that goes into the game day, and knowing that you've never had a situation like that, just describe what that was like in the first half when you're going through that.
It wasn't really the football part of it. It was, like I said, I did not feel good for about an hour or so before the game.
I know, but knowing everything that, you know, is going on around you, just to sort of be out of it a little bit.
Really, yeah, and I wasn't. I was in it. I was into what was going on and everything, but, you know, you listen to your body, and, you know, you don't, at the end of the day, I want to make sure that I'm walking in and seeing my wife and kids. That's my number one goal. You know, when the game's over, I'm going to walk in and be able to give my wife and kids a hug. And when the doctors became concerned, you know, I listened to what they told me. And I'm glad I did, and I'm glad I know that I don't have any issues. And, you know, one thing I do is I take care of myself. I always have, and I think that's one of the reasons I have never had any health issues, and I'm not going to have any going forward.
What's your standard workout?
I get after it. Thanks, guys.